Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. It's my delight to come to you by radio each day. As we face the issues, let me remind us, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That was a statement he made to his disciples in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. And I find it fascinating to continue in my word, speaking of the word of God, Jesus speaking, then you're my disciples indeed. The word indeed there simply means truly, really, disciples, sincere disciples, and ye shall, future tense, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So what is the truth? Jesus explains that then in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. So ladies and gentlemen, when we face issues, we do so based on the truth of the word of God. I find it sad, fascinating, intriguing, and sometimes a little ironic that there'll be those that will somehow, some way, try to vacillate on the truth and some way try to explain away the fact that as Christians we're charged with the responsibility of conveying and communicating truth. And yet there are those that feel that somehow, some way, in the loosey-goosey society that we're in and the sense of everything ought to be just fuzzy and no confrontation, there are those that feel that if you take a stand on truth that you are mean and wicked, and you ought not to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that's God's word's charge to every child of God. I can recall just going back into the scripture all through the Old Testament and the New Testament where you find the false prophets, the false teachers, those that will promulgate things that God has never said or never included in what he would embrace, and yet it was being taught in that fashion. God condemned the false teachers and those that are purveyors of false theology and false doctrine. And we need to take the stand today, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, as moral, ethical human beings, and as Christians, we need to take a stand for truth. And sometimes that is not comfortable, it's not convenient, it's not acceptable, sometimes rejected openly and arrogantly by so-called Christians in so many parts of our society today. And that's because I believe modern America has come to the point of political correctness that society no longer calls sin, sin. Society no longer sees sin as being sin. Somehow it's ameliorated and there is no sense of being repugnant to us, and therefore we just accept it. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the monologue for our discussion and dialogue today, let me once again remind you that Walk Through the Bible seminar, Walk Through the Bible seminar will be tomorrow evening and Saturday. Tomorrow evening, that's Friday the 17th, 6:30 p.m. It'll go until approximately 9:30 p.m. Then on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock until approximately 3, with an hour's break for lunch between 12 and 1. Perhaps you say, what is Walk Through the Bible seminar about? What does it cover? It is basically seeing Jesus throughout all of the scriptures. It is looking at the unfurling of God's word with the divine plan of redemption as it unfolds in the inspired scripture. It's the key to understanding the Bible and the realization and the recognition that God's plan for redemption for man is found throughout the pages of the word of God. It's the complete story of the coming of the Messiah, as it will be revealed in the scripture. The central figure of all of the ages is none other than Jesus Christ. We're talking about Walk Through the Bible seminar, ladies and gentlemen, that will be presented by Conservative Theological University right here on the campus. We're located 1 mile south of I-295, located exactly 3.5 miles north of 95 on Old St. Augustine Road, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. Dr. Neil Phelps is one of the professors in Conservative Theological University. He'll be teaching the course. He's well equipped, well able, and seasoned in the Word. He's well qualified to teach that course. And I'm looking forward to you joining us. If you are a Sunday school teacher, you are a deacon, if you're involved in ministry in a professional fashion, on staff at any church, it is transdenominational when you study the Word of God. It's not a matter whether it's Baptist, Presbyterian, et cetera, et cetera. It's Bible. What does the Word of God say? You're invited to attend. This seminar is including the hours of study and the presentation on Friday night and all day Saturday, most of the day Saturday. It includes the textbook, the syllabi, the lecture material, the light lunch at 12 o'clock on Saturday. The total, we've placed the total at the very bottom shelf, $99. In fact, when we analyze the cost, it's basically offsetting our cost just to present the seminar. But it's open door seminar for every believer that would love to attend. We'll have some of our students that's enrolled in the college and the university. I'm sure some of them will attend if it is on their track for their training for the next courses that they need to take. But it's open door for any person that wants to attend and be involved in the study of God's Word. I think we need to, as Christians, have a passion for the study of the Word, a passion to know the Word better, a passion to allow the Word of God to penetrate our hearts, saturate our lives, motivate our footsteps, direct our hearts and lives in a convicted commitment to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. You can enroll either at the door. You can register at 6:30. I'd suggest 6 o'clock getting here to register if you're going to do so at the door. Or you can call 904-262-8275. Leave your name, telephone number, and contact information so that someone can get back with you and take your information by telephone, get you registered. Or you can register at the door, or you can go online at info@conservative.edu. Leave that information that someone can get right back with you today. Get you registered for tomorrow evening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking forward to meeting you and having the joy of studying the Word of God together. I pray that it will be a blessing for you. And may I remind us that is Walk Through the Bible seminar starting tomorrow afternoon at 6:30. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a serious subject issue that I want us to discuss today. As we do so, let me set the stage simply by reminding us that there's a sad story in the Scriptures, I call it. It is a real story. It's a sad story. It's a real event. It's a story. It's the history that God gives us about two cities. They're named Sodom and Gomorrah. Two cities named Sodom and Gomorrah. You can turn in your Bible to Genesis chapter 18 and 19 and find the whole story unfurling there about Sodom and Gomorrah. It's found in those two chapters. And God gives us the raw truth about the sin of sodomy. The sin of sodomy. In fact, in Genesis 18:20, the scripture says, "And the Lord said, because the city of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is so grievous." And then God said in chapter 19, verse 4 and 5, "But before they lay down," it's talking about the two angels that's coming into Sodom, "and before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, both old and young, and the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." And the word "know them" is a euphemism for having sex with them. It is what you see in the scripture referring to the act of sodomy. Some call it gay. Some call it homosexual. God's word 38 times calls it Sodom and sodomites and sodomy. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. In fact, in chapter 19, in Genesis, verse 24 and 25, "Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven." That's God's judgment against the sin of sodomy. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that grew upon the ground. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, as you study the two texts, and time will not allow us, of course, to do a full exegetical work of the two chapters, but suffice it to say, God hates the sin of sodomy. In fact, when you turn to the book of Romans and you understand that in the book of Romans, God gave them up to a reprobate mind. In fact, before he gave them up to a reprobate mind, when you study Romans chapter 1, ladies and gentlemen, you find that God gave them up to uncleanliness in verse 24 of chapter 1. And then in verse 26, God gave them up to a vile affections. And then in verse 28, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now, the word reprobate mind simply means to be depraved, to be corrupt, to be sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, and unruly. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what you find in the Sodomite community across a nation and around the world. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, God hates that sin. And yet we hear those that are involved in the Sodomite, the LGBTQI community, and they would say, well, God loves everybody, and so all love, whether it is homosexual or whatever type it is, as they call it, love, that it's from God and it ought to be good, and God ought to endorse it. Simply put, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the God that we serve. The God that we serve is a just God, an honorable God, a God that says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And it's talking about that soul, that life, that person that continues the lifestyle of sin. We're looking at today, ladies and gentlemen, the rise of Sodom. The rise of Sodom. We've all watched the rapid increase of the LGBT push in America. And it simply is pushed to somehow, some way force common, decent, moral citizens, and Christians in particular, to embrace the sin of sodomy. Now, if you don't believe that, all you've got to do is follow the newsreels day by day by day. Notice what is happening city by city, state after state, across America, where they're introducing and passing special rights, special privileges, laws, and regulations to protect the sodomites in the world in which we're living. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian florists have been prosecuted and persecuted. Christian bakers have been forced to out of business. Christian wedding planners have been forced to close their doors. Women and children are now at risk of sexual predators because of the open bathrooms and the showers and the locker rooms, because of the open bathroom laws that's been introduced and passed in city after city and state after state. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I have embraced the boycott against Target stores for the past almost 3 years. Target stores stock has plummeted as a result of it, and I'm thankful to see it. In fact, I don't mind telling you, I'd like to see God close their doors simply because of their having the open locker room, shower, bathroom, and change rooms for the women and the young ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, Target now is balancing the juggling act with some 35 to 45 suits as a result of harm and danger and damage to young ladies and little girls and our grandmothers and mothers and wives as a result of that open policy. But ladies and gentlemen, that's bad enough. Here's an article that says, military investigator, lesbian rights trump Christian chaplain's rights. It's taking place in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. A Christian chaplain, Scott Squires. Scott Squires is being prosecuted under the guidelines and the regulations of military preparedness and military rules and regulations. Here's an article that says, a military investigator has doubled down on his demands that a Christian chaplain be punished over a dispute involving two lesbians who insisted on attending a marriage seminar he was teaching. The investigator released the recommendation months ago, but when challenged, First Liberty Institute, which represents the chaplain, has ordered to investigate more. Now he's released the same conclusion, even though the Army requires the chaplain to follow the rules of his endorsing organization, which in this case is the Southern Baptist Convention. And he immediately tried to reschedule that seminar with a facilitator that would accept the lesbian couple. Simply put, ladies and gentlemen, it's a four-page article. Simply put, this dear Christian chaplain as a chaplain representing the Southern Baptist Convention, as a Christian gentleman chaplain. He refused to allow the sodomite couple to come in for the marriage seminar. He tried to, in some way, accommodate them by trying to reschedule so that they could go to a seminar of like kind presented by a facilitator that was not objection, had no objections to sodomite couples. As a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, he's being persecuted and prosecuted and possibly even put out of the military. As a result of that, the the two lesbians that wanted to get in the seminar complained, went to the higher-ups and tried to file formal charges, which they ultimately did. And now he's under investigation and prosecution is set in. The title of the article says, Military Investigator, Lesbian Rights Trump Christian chaplain's rights. That means takes precedent over. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that spin out of control in America today. It's the reason I call this broadcast today, The Rise of Sodom. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. Love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413. You can get straight to the studios, right to the microphone, that we can have dialogue and discussion together. Perhaps, just perhaps, you disagree with my position on that. That's fine. Call. Let's discuss it. Want to know if you're a Christian, if you're a moral, ethical person, and you disagree with my challenge to this obscenity and absurdity, I want you to point to me in the scripture where you can find it being authorized by the word of God. That's simply not the case at all. You cannot find one iota of a text, even out of context, that authorizes a sodomite lifestyle. And yet we had the Pope recently say that if you're gay, God created you that way, and you need not worry about thinking that you're a sinner because God created you that way. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe he needs to have his moral compass examined. I believe he needs to come to grips with whether or not he's even saved as a result of some of the astounding statements he's made about the Bible being out of date and about the hell not existing, and then about a sodomite person where he says that you're created that way. Ladies and gentlemen, politicians both locally and nationally and statewide have literally been, their votes have been bought to produce special rights ordinances in citizen states across America. The LGBTQI organization across America is deep-pocketed, dug in, and they are determined to force the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to embrace their ungodly, unholy lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and that's your lifestyle, shame on you. If you're listening today and you claim to be saved and yet you're dabbling around in that kind of sin, shame on you. The scripture is very, very clear that God destroyed two cities as a result of a sodomite lifestyle. And the scripture is very, very clear that God, if you're involved in that, you need to be very careful because ultimately God will give you up to a reprobate mind. And that giving up means to cast off, to release, and let you go your own way with no hope for turning back after you've made that choice and crossed that line in the sand, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a sad, sad article. It says, Arizona father beats and kills a man who followed his daughter into the bathroom stall. Melvin Harris, the third, 40, is accused of beating a man to death after finding out the individual tried to get into his daughter's locked bathroom stall. It's in Maricopa County, Arizona. And according to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, that's the statement. An Arizona father decided to take care of the situation, end quote. When he killed a man and attempted to enter the bathroom stall where his daughter was. Melvin Harris III faces second-degree murder charges in the beating to death of Levon Armstrong, according to the report on Tuesday. The 40-year-old was waiting in the parking lot to pick up his daughter and two friends when Armstrong approached him asking for money. Harris gave him some change, and Armstrong went into the store. Harris's daughter came out of the store and told her father that a man had tried to enter her bathroom stall by violently shaking the door. Police said she told the employees who alerted the security guard. The protective father, however, confronted Armstrong about the incident and then attacked him, authorities said. Witnesses told police Harris repeatedly stomped, beat, kicked, and punched the man until he died. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I don't want you to leave this broadcast today thinking in some way I have endorsed murder. That is simply not the case at all. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, what is this father, what was this father to do? Was he to just sit back and allow his daughter to be molested? Was he to sit back and allow that to take place? Ladies and gentlemen, we have so many stores, so many places of business today, even right here in Jacksonville, Florida. Even in Jacksonville, our schools have the open door, open shower, open locker room policy that was put into place when school superintendent Dr. Vitti was in charge. And time Barack Hussein Obama said that that's what needed to be done in 2012. All of a sudden, Dr. Vitti flung the doors open for your kids and mine and for our grandkids to be faced with things like this. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not approving a murder. But this father was trying to protect his daughter. And I don't know of any father, I don't know of any parent, I don't know of any mother that would not do all they can to protect their child from being molested by pedophiles or someone that is out of the LGBT community that's wanting to harm and destroy your child in a locker room or a shower or a bathroom. I am incensed by what we see taking place in America today, and yet for the most part, our politicians are closing their eyes. Why is that so? Because even right here in Jacksonville, Florida, when this was same type ordinance was passed on February the 14th of 2017, it was because we had so many of our city council members that took a bribe, a payoff, backroom dollars and cents in order to get their vote to pass this LGBTQ special rights ordinance in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm incensed by it. In fact, I've talked with several of our political leaders in relationship to their being bought. In fact, one of those political leaders that was bought, his votes were bought, is now off the city council because he was removed by the governor because of finding out other things that were absolutely fraud that was being perpetrated, and he was removed. And may I say that I believe God ultimately got to him as a result of what he had done in helping to pass that ordinance in 2017 in Duval County. Yes, I'm bothered by politicians that will sell God out, sell Christ out, sell the Word of God out, sell their soul for another dollar to go in the coffers of the campaign funds that they might run for that office or a higher office. But here's this father in Arizona that kills this man because of him following his 16-year-old daughter into the bathroom. But ladies and gentlemen, across America, the moral, ethical Christian parents are having our kids brainwashed and bombarded with the so-called sex education, where pornography is being explicitly portrayed in the sex educational classes. And most of this material, ladies and gentlemen, is gender, is promoted and promulgated and published by the sodomite community, the LGBT community, and Planned Parenthood in, if you please, in harmony with that approach. It's Planned Parenthood and the LGBT community that wants to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values of our sons and daughters and grandkids in the public school system today, the governmentally controlled system of education. Here's an article that says, courses disputes idea that heterosexual sex is natural. This is in higher education. It's in a college. Eugene Lang College is offering a queer ecologist course this fall devoted to countering heterosexism. According to the instructor, common scientific practices like using the terms male and female when describing a person is simply not adequate today. If you use male or female, talking about reproduction among plants and animals or human beings, it contributes to the perception that queerness is unnatural, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, our grade schools and our high schools and our graduate schools, postgraduate schools, undergraduate schools across America today are being bombarded with this garbage. This is Eugene Lang College out of Lower Manhattan. It's going to offer this course starting in September. It is designed, according to their write-up on it, to fight heterosexism. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, God created us that way. The scripture says God created male and female, created he them. God says that he created us in his image. And if we're creating God's image and he created us male and female and we want to pervert it, what we're doing is challenging the image of God. What we're doing is challenging God's authority and our sovereignty over his creation. It is a four-credit course, ladies and gentlemen, offered by the school through its culture and media department for the students who wish to dispute prevailing heterosexism in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think there's an area, a part of society today, any place, that this is not pervading our societal thought. And it's our kids, our sons and daughters in the public school, the governmentally controlled school system, that's allowing this to take place. In fact, it's not just in the realm of the sodomite lectures. It's not just in the realm of that, but they are introducing courses now called in the realm of social justice. Social justice is a buzz term for sheer Marxism that's introduced in our schools. Here's an article that says, special report, queering, that's Q-U-E-E-R-I-N-G, queering English, end quote, and other examples of shocking anti-faith indoctrination in our schools. And it's where Liberty Counsel has gotten involved in a school system, some of it up in Georgia. In fact, this particular article is about a Georgia district where a teacher has introduced this into the classroom, where lectures and courses are going to be taught, that's introducing what they call queering English, where they're absolutely destroying the English course and bringing in all manner of illegitimate, ungodly, unholy lectures into the classroom that will simply destroy the minds and the hearts and the lives of our sons and daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're encouraged to call 401-1413. Join in the dialogue and discussion. If you've had an incident like this, if you know of this, if you've seen your son or daughter or any child that you know of that's been bombarded with this, let's talk about it. We need to do something. We need to cease being silent as Christians. We need to come out of the closet and be salt and light and stand against this that is taking place today, destroying our families, destroying the moral ethical values in society today. Ladies and gentlemen, you would think that if the Supreme Court's ruled on an issue about sodomites and the cake baking case that took place out in Colorado with Jack Phillips, the cake baker, where he was prosecuted, persecuted, and condemned because he refused to bake a cake, honoring and edifying and respecting a sodomite wedding that took place in 2012, battled the courts all the way through up until May of this year when the Supreme Court finally ruled that as a Christian, he has the absolute right and authority to say no on anything that comes against his conscience about what the Word of God says. You would think, ladies and gentlemen, that that decision would be final and the case settled. But no, 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 no. That's not happening at all. In fact, cake bakers those that are wedding planners and those that are florists that are Christians are being chided, challenged, prosecuted, and persecuted across America. Here's an article that says, Colorado attacks the Christian cake baker for his faith once again. Jack Phillips, owner of the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado, cited conflicting religious beliefs when he declined in July 2012 to bake a cake for a gay couple wedding and its reception. The state of Colorado, which publicly was rebuked by the U.S. Supreme Court for its exhibited hatred of Christianity. Notice now, Supreme Court said that the Human Rights Commission in the state of Colorado exhibited open hate for Christianity in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case only weeks ago. He has now had a new case launched against him, a second attack. This time it's because Autumn Scalendra, who says he is a man becoming a woman, demanded Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop to create a custom cake celebrating his coming out. Ladies and gentlemen, the cake baker said no. When the cake baker said no, all of a sudden the Human Rights Commission of Colorado has launched another investigation, another prosecutorial pressure to try to force him to bake the cake. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's been proven in the courts in that particular case that the Human Rights Commission is anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christian, and they hate Christians. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it is a continuing punishment of Jack Phillips because of his moral, ethical, biblical stand against sodomy and making any cake, any creative art that he does in his cake making. They are now trying to prosecute him again. But ladies and gentlemen, here's a case where a woman was forced to share an abuse shelter with a man who says he's female. I don't have time to go into all of the details of the article, but picture now a woman that is destitute, needs a place to stay, and she's in rehab. She goes into that center, and she's put into a room with an individual that's going through transgender sexual change. and she was forced to be in that room with him. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go into illustration after illustration after illustration, but I want us to understand there's a major, major problem today in America with sodomy rising. And one of the cases that comes to mind is in Vermont just this week, just Tuesday. Vermont woman, a transgender candidate, won the major party's nomination for governor and wants to be elected on that platform. She is 62 years old. It's a he that's now become a she, and just was elected by the voters in Vermont. I'm petrified to see the moral decline in our nation today. I call on our nation to be ready. I think that we're rapidly seeing Sodom and Gomorrah rising again. And as believers, we need to stand. We need to elect Christian men that will have a backbone and stand for moral, ethical truth and the Word of God. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.